Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Sanhedrin Peches, Sanhedrin 88a, pagination is 175. We'll start from about 13 lines up from the bottom. Towards the end of a line, you'll see a two dots. Amar Rav Kana. Rav Kana said, we're referring to the case of Zaken Mamre, which was mentioned in the Mishnah in the beginning of the Perek, Peidalad Amid Beis. And the Mishnah there said, Zakin Mamre al pi Bezdin, that there's an elder who argues on Bezdin. And as we discussed, it's not just that he argues, but he rules halacha lemaisa that people should, on a practical level, resist the ruling of the high court. Amar Rav Kana, Rav Kana said, Hu omer mipi ha-shemua, if he says that he has this as a tradition, and they also say that they have it as a tradition, Eino Nerag, he would not get killed. That's not considered the capital offense. Skip down about four lines, and at the end of the line, Rabbi Elazar Omer, and Rabbi Elazar says, Afilu hu Omer mipi ha-shemua. Even if this individual scholar says it as a tradition, vehin omrim kachu be'einenu, and the majority, the court, argues and says that a different ruling is what appears correct to us, and they don't accept his tradition. Nerag, if he continues to rule his way, even though he claims he's a tradition, he would get killed for that. Kidei shelo yarbo machlokes b'Yisrael. That's the way the laws of Zaken Mamre work, so that there should not be arguments in the Jewish people. So that even though his ruling seems to have more substance, it doesn't matter. We still follow the majority rule, the ruling of the court. V'im tomar, and if you ask me, mipnei ma lo horgu es Akavya ben Mahalalel, why then did they not kill Akavya ben Mahalalel for his dissenting opinion? In other words, even though he was saying that he has it as a tradition, which one might have thought carries a lot of clout, but you just told me that it doesn't, and that he's in the wrong. The reason is because Akavya ben Mahalalel did not rule it in a practical way that should be observed. So again, if we were to say that Akavya ben Mahalalel had as a tradition, and therefore, even though we disagree, but he's untouchable because he has it as a tradition, then the fact that we didn't kill him makes a lot of sense because he's untouchable because he has it as a tradition. But now that you just taught me that the rule, Kedei Shelo Yarbo Machlokes B'Yisrael, to diminish arguments in the Jewish people, we follow the ruling of the court even against people with great clout. Even if he claims it's a tradition, we would still enforce this rule of Zaken Mamre. So then we were in confusion as to why Akavya ben Mahalalel wasn't subject to the rules of Zaken Mamre. He certainly was great enough to be a Zaken, and he was rebelling. And the answer is because he rebelled within the system. It's not called rebellion. It's a bad choice of word. He was dissenting within the system. And to truly understand what's going on over here, we have to travel to Maseches Edios, the end of the fifth perek, where this discussion is brought more at length. Rashi by us makes reference to this. The Mishnah in Edio says, Akavya ben Mahalalel hayid arbo'o devorim. Akavya ben Mahalalel said testimony about four rulings. Amrulo, and later in time, they said to him, Akavya, chazor bach be'arbo'o devorim, retract the four items, shehayisa omer that you were saying, and we would make you the head of the court for the Jewish people. This was a very prestigious offer. And apparently they couldn't afford to give him this endorsement while he was still dissenting on these four items. Amar lahen, and he responded, Mutav li lihikare shota kol yomai, I'd rather have the disrespect my entire life, v'lo liyase sho'achas rosha lefnei amakom, and not be called wicked in front of Hashem for a moment. Shelo yuhu omrim, it shouldn't be said, b'shvil serora chozar bo, because of the prestige that was offered to him, the position, he retracted. What's fascinating over here is that Akavya ben Mahalalel, and we'll see this even more in a moment, was not ruling that people should actually follow his testimony that these four items in the previous generation were ruled in a certain way. He didn't expect people to listen to him, but he held that he was obligated to maintain his position and not change it because they're offering him a good position, that it's the equivalent of a bribe, so to speak. He's going to alter it for ulterior motives. And Omrim, people would say that he switched his position because of the prestige that was offered to him, which would create a chilul Hashem, which would make him a rasha in front of Hashem. He said, I can't do it. I can't retract. My obligation is to stand that that's how I understand the halacha. The Sanhedrin will rule as it will rule. We will all observe as the Sanhedrin ruled. But in teaching, I maintain that this is what I know was the tradition in the previous generation. Also in the Mishnah in Edios, Amar Rabbi Yehuda said, and this is also quoted in a Gemara in Brachas, Chas v'sholom sh'akavya nisnada, Akavya was never excommunicated, pushed away. She'enu azaren in elis b'fnei kol adam yisoh b'chochmo v'yirazchet k'akavya ben Mahalalel. There's no one as great as Akavya ben Mahalalel in the Jewish people. But they weren't able to offer him the position of prestige because he remained dissenting on these big rulings. The Mishnah in Edios concludes the topic. Bishas misoso, when he was dying, Omar Levno, he told his son, Beni, my son, Chazor bach bedalad devorim, shayisi omer, I want you to retract the four things that I was saying. In other words, his son was loyal to his tradition, to the father's tradition, and he says now, don't be, now that I'm dying, it's over. If so why during your lifetime didn't you retract? I had a problem. I heard the ruling from many people, from great people. I witnessed the ruling in the previous generation. But you are hearing it from me, from only one person. It's better that you should follow the majority than you should continue to hang on to what I was teaching. And this is the story of Akavya ben Mahalalel, which I believe makes it very clear what is a Zaken Mamre, what is not a Zaken Mamre. This doesn't stifle scholarship, but it does ensure that there's one ruling for the Jewish people. And Akavya ben Mahalalel was revered, but he couldn't rule differently than the Sanhedrin, and he wouldn't. He was within the framework of Torah. The one famous Mishnah that we do have from Akavya ben Mahalalel is in Meseches Avos, the beginning of Perek Gimel. Histakel b'gimel devarim, look at three things, and you'll be able to save yourself from chet. Me'ayin basa, where did you come from? It's a concept of humility. La'onat aholech, where are you going? Person dies, is buried. V'lefnei miyata osid liten din v'cheshbon, and in front of whom are you going to have to give your judgment? Akavya ben Mahalalo was one of the greatest, and although he wasn't able to hold the position of prestige that they wanted to offer him, he nevertheless remains in the Talmud as a major revered personality. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.